Our church family in the Philippines singing those two songs. So praise the Lord for that. All right. Hold on. All right. It looks like, turn on the microphone out there, Fran. Looks like we have to sing. So give me a minute. Be right back.
All right. Okay, she found it. it was missing in action. All right. Okay, Lee and Jillian, you're going to have to sing along now. And Aaliyah.
And Adam.
I'll get out there with some bass.
I'm talking to them over the internet there, and they're not here. They're online. So more about Jesus is what we're singing?
Yeah. All right.
More about Jesus than I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches and glory all his own, more of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness seen, more of his love who died for me.
Amen.
Okay. If you can kneel, we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence on the Sabbath. We thank you for keeping us safe throughout this entire week with the hedge of angels about us. Some of us were traveling and some of us were having intense trials. And so thank you for blessing us and letting us all come together again on Sabbath. Thank you for blessing us with your presence as we go into this testimony service and share all the wonderful things that you have done for us. Thank you for blessing our hearts and the hearts of those that are listening, and let them be moved to share as well. You've done so many amazing things for us, and we want to share them. But Father, we are sinners. We are weak. We need blessings in our faith, our wisdom, our discernment, our character, our patience, our courage, everywhere. And so please, bless us where we need to be blessed, and give us more opportunities to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. I've got quite a few, because I think the last time we, praise and testimony service was December 25th of 2010. And for some reason, it wasn't playing right on my server yesterday when I tried to look at it. So, but there's quite a few verses. Let me put this page back in here. That as you go, as people are sharing their testimonies, you might want to look through these verses that are posted in the room right now, because they do, they are very important. For those listening on the radio or on the phone, you might want to write these down. I'll just give you the scripture locations. Isaiah 12, verse 4, Jeremiah 51, verse 10, Daniel 4, verse 2, Mark 5, 19 and 20, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, Romans 10, verses 13 and 14, and then a few comments from Sister White, that being our high calling, page 168, Christ Object Lessons, page 298 and 99, and then SR 209. All right. I had a couple that I wanted to share today, I think, but my computer did a reboot. Yeah, let me see if I can find. Oh, here it is. I got one. I would like to share one of these, a few of these verses too, though. But like Isaiah 12, verse 4, for example, it says, "And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted." And then another one that I like is Daniel, of course, my favorite prophet, Daniel 4, verse 2. It says, "I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me." Okay. Well, thank you. And then there's one here, the Sister White here is Christ Object Lessons, page 298 and 99. It's just like two sentences. It says, "The Lord desires us to make mention of his goodness and tell of his power. He is honored by the expression of praise and thanksgiving. He says, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." And that's what we strive on to make him smile and to glorify him before the world. Because you never know who's actually listening. You know, even in your own homes, you may have children that you're hoping that'll be moved by the truth and by what the Lord has done in your lives. And that's usually how people, I mean, even Romans 10, 14, how will they hear what I preach sometimes? I mean, and that's one of them that are on here, too, by the way. But I found one, that is one of you. Now, isn't that something? Because I didn't even notice that these were on here. I didn't go through these last night. I found our high calling, 168, paragraph 3 again. So I may as well read it because it's in the page here. And it says, so I'm just going to go with that. It says, "The majesty of heaven identifies his interests with those of the believers, however humble may be their circumstances. And wherever they are privileged to meet together, it is appropriate that they speak often one to another, giving utterance to the gratitude and love that results from thinking upon the name of the Lord. Thus shall God be glorified, and he hearkens, as he hearkens and hears, and the testimony meeting will be considered the most precious of all meetings. But all remember that angels are recording in the book of remembrance every word that vindicates the character and mission of Christ. Of those who testify of the love of God, the Lord says, they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels." And there's one more I wanted to share that I didn't have on this list as I was going through her writings last night that I wanted to touch on. And this one's kind of like an instruction from early writings, page 115. And it, yeah, page 115, paragraph 2 and 3, I think. And she says, some hold back in meeting because they have nothing new to say and must repeat the same story if they speak. I saw that pride was at the bottom of this, that God and angels witnessed the testimonies of the saints and were well pleased and glorified by their being repeated weekly. The Lord loves simplicity and humility, but he is displeased and angels are grieved when professed heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus suffer precious time to run to waste in their meetings. If the brethren and sisters were in the place they should be, they would not be at a loss to find something to say in honor of Jesus, who hung upon Calvary's cross for their sins. If they would cherish more of a realizing sense of condescension of God in giving his only beloved Son to die a sacrifice for our sins and transgressions, and of the sufferings and anguish of Jesus to make a way of escape for guilty man, that he might receive pardon and live, they would be more ready to extol and magnify Jesus. They could not hold their peace, but with thankfulness and gratitude would talk of his glory and tell of his power, and blessings from God would rest upon them by so doing. Even if the same story were repeated, God would be glorified. The angel showed me those who ceased not day nor night to cry, Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, continued repetition, said the angel. Yet God is glorified by it. Although we may tell the same story over and over, it honors God and shows that we are not unmindful of his goodness and mercies to us. And so I have to apologize in retrospect of a man that I knew many years ago that I spoke of, who used to come. We used to have like what was called Stand Up for Jesus in this church service that I was a part of many, many years ago. I was a Sunday keeper at the time. And this guy used to stand up every week and talk about how he broke his neck and how the Lord allowed him to survive. But it was like 10 years old, and he mentioned it every week. And so if I have an opportunity to see the man, I, of course, would apologize to him. I don't know where he's at in life at anything right now at this point. But I thought, why not mention what he has done for you last week or last month or last year? But we see here that Sister White says that the Lord is still glorified in that. And so I have to correct myself in that respect. I shouldn't have questioned why, because now that I think about it, breaking your neck is a pretty serious situation. And I don't care if it would happen 30 years ago. It's something that's, you know, bears repeating. So with that said, let me close this. And I'm gonna share praise, and my wife has a few that she needs to share that Sister Bonnie gave to her to share, and then I got some PMs that are popping up here, I got one so far. So if you don't have a microphone, don't worry about it. You can send your praise to me, to Bonnie, to Brother Rob, to my wife. My wife's behind the SDR Indie thing, you know. So. Or anybody else, you know, that has a, you know, like you can, like Ace speaks on mic every now and then, and, well, actually every week. And so there's some of you have microphones. If someone doesn't have a mic, and if you want to share for them, yes, please do so. So, all right, so now this one here I want to share, and I shared this, I think, a couple, three. Oh, and by the way, you know, like the Stand Up for Jesus thing that we used to do, we still do that in this church, but we do it Friday nights. We have a little mini little Bible study that we do right before we go into prayer, because every week we have Friday night a prayer meeting. Every Friday night. We've been doing this for years now. And then after the prayer meeting, we share praises every week. And so if you want to be a part of that every week, Friday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You're right here in this in the room. And it's on the radio, as well as in the conference room too. It's all treated the same way as a church service, because it is Sabbath, you know, except for like when you get into deep summer, 9 o'clock at night in summertime sometimes, especially here on the East Coast. Well, we're not on the East Coast, but Eastern time. The sun goes down at 10 or sometimes 10:15. But still, we still start at 9. So, And it's 8 Central Time for those that, or 7 o'clock Mountain, and of course 6 o'clock Pacific. And for the rest of the planet, I don't know, check out GMT. I don't really know all the other times. So, this happened on September 3rd, as a matter of fact, which was, 2 weeks ago exactly, on Sabbath. I mentioned that some of you know I've been going through a physical issue. And it's mostly because I'm concerned for church members and family members and stuff like that, loved ones, friends, whatever. And when I see someone that's having difficulty in life or someone that walks away from the truth, if you will, boy, that hits me like a ton of bricks and it bothers me. And I let it bother me like an idiot and I get sick. But when someone really close to me this happens to, I didn't realize because I had an issue with an allergy, let's just put it that way. And the allergy, on top of worrying about a loved one that decided to go off the deep end, it hit me kind of hard where I ended up under doctor's care, and it was pretty bad, bleeding internally the whole nine yards, right? Until I'm, doing the natural method thing, of course, and it's working, but it's really slow, and there's still pain, stuff like that, and issues every now and then. But I started thinking, it's like we lay hands on people all the time, but we never lay hands on people unless they ask us to. And I started thinking, I didn't ask anybody to lay hands on me. And here I'm suffering and going through all this for, I don't know, maybe 4 months, 3 months. I think it's closer to 4 months or even longer. And so I decided to ask my loved ones who are nearby. And so my wife and two of my daughters, one of my granddaughters, and one of my sons laid hands on me. And I haven't had pain since. That was 2 weeks ago. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I shared it last week, and I praised his name. And like Sister White says, it bears repeating. And, and so while we're sharing other ones, I'm going to be going back into my praises. Because I cheat, though, when it comes to praises. I write them down. I like to keep a praise list. And so I'm going to be scrolling through my praise list here, and I'm going to look for some while we're reading other praises. Okay? And so if you have something you'd like to share to glorify the Lord, send me a PM or anybody else. But now my wife has some praises that she's going to share if she wants to step up. Okay, there she goes. Oh, and if you have a mic, if you want to step up, just put your bubble up, and you'll be next.
Seven blessings, everyone. Can you hear me? All right, everyone? Okay. I have a few praises from the brothers and sisters in the church. The first one is from Brother Matthew G. He wants to praise the Lord. He says it's an actual prayer. He wants me to read three verses from Proverbs 30, verses 7, 8, and 9. And they are, two things have I required of you, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Praise God. And the next one is from Sister Jean. And Sister Jean C. And she says, I want to thank my Lord for his many blessings, his care and patience with me and my loved ones. He has seen me through grief, fear, despair, illness, and financial difficulty in recent months. His salvation with joy, peace, and love is truly amazing. Oh, praise God. Yes. Amen. Let's see. This next one is from Mary. I'm pretty sure this is Mary or Mary and John. I'm sending you this praise because Brother Nick had a great idea of writing down your praises to look on them after and to remind us all of the kindness and mercy and love God has for us. Now, I don't know if that was from JC or it's part of Mary's, but praise God anyway. Okay. And Sister Mary, or Mary and John, has this praise to share with us, a couple praises. I hit my dog a few months ago with the car, and he would not eat any treats that he would normally wolf down. I was worried and prayed with him a short time. He was feeling fine, eating and wagging his tail. He was only limping for a day. Another dog got into my fenced vegetable garden, and she was walking all through my new seedlings. I saw her and got her out of there and inspected my garden. Not one of my plants was harmed. Praise God. About a month ago, there was a high-speed chase with a bank robber who was shooting out of a car. This is Phil Mary. John and I were pulled over, as were the other cars that were next to us. The officer screamed at us to get out of the car and get back in the jack-in-the-box that was close to where we were. There was a woman there that was getting very upset, and I told her that God would watch over us and it will be okay. Just when the robber got through the police blockade and was headed for us, the police put down a tax strip and he turned the other way. God did watch over us, and I was not scared at all. Praise the Lord. I was driving one night, and a motorcyclist came next to me driving very fast and swerving in and out of traffic. I prayed that I get away from him to watch over him. About 10 minutes later, I saw a motorcycle that was on the ground. He had an accident. You know, praise God for his driving mercy. You know. He seemed to be okay. No blood. I thanked the Lord right there as I was driving by. The ambulance was already helping him. I asked the Lord for his help designing my chicken coop. I was worried about seeing my chickens food for some predator. The Lord made the best Fort Knox chicken coop. I do not have to lose sleep worrying about them. 2 weeks ago, we had a fire close to our house, and my sister-in-law's house was a mile away from the fire. Her neighborhood was evacuated, and John and I prayed for her, us, and the fire victim. The Lord saved her neighborhood and our home. I also want to thank him for always answering my Bible questions, sometimes within minutes, hours, or days. He knows what is in my mind, and he always answers it. He knows what I'm thinking about, and he puts things on sale that I need. I just want to tell everyone how good the Lord is. He blesses me more than I deserve, and he shows me all the time how he loves me, and he is so merciful. Those are all from Mary. And then I have one more from Promises. And it is, I want to thank the Lord for giving me a girlfriend back in my life. That is my thanks. Thank you to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I have several things I want to praise the Lord, but they're general. And I just want to praise him for hearing and answering my prayers. I want to praise him for being stronger than the devil and for keeping the evil ones at bay and protecting our property and my precious loved ones. I want to thank him for the health that we have, and I especially want to thank the Lord for blessing me with a ministry to work for him in these last days. And, you know, dear ones, there's a passage in the Scriptures that says that God dwells in the praises of his people. And so as we are praising him today, you know without a doubt that God is here in person listening to us, uplifting him above all the cares and the troubles and the circumstances that we may be going through or is all around us. And we can have that internal peace that Christ will give us. So no matter what is taking place around us, no matter what type of turmoil, what type of negativity is trying to disturb us on the outside, we can have that internal peace by having Christ within. But I just want to praise the Lord for caring enough for me and caring enough for my precious family to hear and answer our prayers and to be interested in each one of our lives. And no matter how tiny the details, God is concerned for us. And I just want to praise him for that.
Amen. Sabbath blessings, brethren. I have two poems that I'd like to read. One is from Sister Bonnie, and I believe the author is unknown. So I'll begin. What is Christ to us? The shield from every dart, the balm for every smart, the sharer of each load, companion on the road, the door into the fold, the anchor that will hold, the shepherd of the sheep, the guardian of my sleep, the friend with whom I talk, the way by which I walk, the light to show the way, the strength for every day, the source of my delight, the song to cheer the night, the thought that fills my mind, the best of all to find, is Jesus. Amen. That's beautiful. And the next one is from me. The title of it is called Confessions from the Road. And I just want to praise the Lord that I am far from perfect and that He humbles me each and every day. And this is a very real poem. I couldn't get away from it. The Father was very determined it would be written. And so here I go. Confessions from the Road. Who am I but a vapor in the wind, a blink of an eye trying not to sin, trying so hard to get nigh to my Savior on high when I look around and fall again? You've brought me so far along this dusty road, dropping my baggage as the path unfolds, the weight of the world bearing me down, yet I arise and stand when His voice makes a sound. Lovingly He takes my hand, dusts me off, and tells me to walk again. Over and over He's taken a hold. Oh, how familiar is this dusty road. Time keeps ticking as I keep slipping, dropping unspoken lest you hear my sinning. A sounding brass of brazen sound, tinkling in the air, falling to the ground. Fear of oppression by my dear brethren, to my sins I am bound. My Father sees my heart. He holds it in His hands. He tells me, no worries, I know you can. An urging of His hand, a looking down to see the print as you carried me in the sand. I thank you, O Lord, for taking time for me, for giving me grace while I'm so unworthy, for bearing my sins on that tree, for taking those lashes that were made for me, for hearing my heart in the wilderness at night, for blessing me with the will and desire to fight. I cannot promise of who I'm going to be, but I can say this, I will always speak of Thee. You've brought me so far down this dusty road. I will keep walking, sometimes crawling, till this bitter dirt turns to gold. Amen. I love you, Father.
Seven blessings. Everybody, can everybody hear me? Okay, good. My testimony is just for the Lord calling me out of Babylon. I was a Catholic for all my life, and the Lord blessed me with an opportunity to come to this website, Brother Nicholas's ministry here. And when I was a Catholic, you know, there was always something missing, and I could never figure out what it was. I could never figure out, you know, what I was doing wrong. And I just want to say thank you all, because it's emotional that the love that I've felt from this family in this chat room alone is something that I've never felt in any kind of other setting in my life. And I will always know that the love of Christ is within this church family. And, you know, we don't even see each other's faces. We don't even see, you know, we might in the future. But every week it's love, and it's a privilege to wake up and be with all of you and to share the love that I've felt just from a couple months of being with you all. So my praise just goes to the Lord for calling me out of Babylon into a very loving relationship with Him, and also with unity with all of you. So thank you, and God bless you all.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to thank the Lord for everything. He truly is merciful and kind, and I thank Him for showing me His hand. I spend about 13, 14 hours a day on the road, and I can tell you I can count on more than both my hands and both my feet, really bad situations that I could have been killed in. And He watches over me every time. I want to thank Him for my internet going down for a couple weeks. It wasn't because I didn't pay the bills, because I had a problem with our internet equipment. But it made me realize how truly blessed this church is and how I missed it. And I want to thank him for things that a couple years ago wouldn't have seemed that bad to me. Now I can't stand to look at it. Just the little things and his hand in my life. And I pray that He keeps sanctifying me. And I want to thank Him for this church. And to keep working on me. And amen.
Hi, everyone. Can you all hear me? Okay, great. Well, my name is Patrick. This is the first time I'm ever speaking. Well, my testimony is that I would like to thank God for this week and thank Him for health and strength and for many other blessings that we as brothers and sisters in Christ can tend to take for granted. My first testimony is that I experienced last week something that made me grateful. As I was heading home from school on Wednesday, there was a man. He was in the train station and he had a banner around his neck. And on the banner, it said his name, and pretty much after he introduced himself, he was pretty much asking for money because he had no arms. And so pretty much he was asking for money so that he could save enough money so that he can get a prosthesis, which is two false arms. And as we all know, just being able to afford that is a lot of money. So here he is, he has a banner around his neck. He couldn't really speak any English because he spoke Hispanic. And what was interesting was the fact that, you know, while he was standing there, different people was coming and, you know, just giving him a dollar or two or et cetera. And after I gave him some money and put it in his pouch that was around his neck, there reached a point where the banner started getting crooked, and the only thing he could really use was his neck and his teeth to try to straighten it back. And so as I was just watching this, and then there was another point where the money started sticking out, so I walked back up to him, and then I asked him, you know, do you need some help to push the money back in? Just assuming so that no one doesn't rob him or anything like that. And so I pushed it back in, and then as I was waiting for the train, I was just reflecting on God's blessing, because, you know, a lot of times we can take our health for granted, but here is a man, he has no arms to be able to grab a plate of food, or if his neck is scratching him, he can't scratch, or he can't, you know, brush his teeth or anything like that. But here we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. God has blessed us in many ways, and many times we can take that for granted. So that was one experience that just made me grateful. The next experience I would like to share was what happened on Thursday. And pretty much I had came out my car and I was walking to my parents' business, and there was a man. He approached me and he said, "Excuse me." The first time I didn't really hear him, and then he said it again. And then after that, he started speaking, and then I was like, I can't hear you. So then he introduced himself, and then he was like, you know, his name is so-and-so, I can't remember. But then he was like how he actually has AIDS. And, you know, right then and then, my attention just zoomed into what he was saying. You know, he had mentioned he had AIDS and how he was with a woman, and she gave it to him. And then, of course, I was feeling bad and everything like that. But then what was more touching was the fact that he had said that his daughter, that he has one daughter, and his daughter also has, you know, AIDS right now. And, you know, she's very young as well. So he had pretty much asked me if he could get some milk, if I could get him some milk. And so at the time, because my parents' business are nearby, I told him to hold on. And then he was like the last person that told him to hold on. They never came back. And then I was like, please, just trust me. Just wait right here. So I went to my parents' business and got him, you know, a couple of bottles of water, juice, Ensure, and things to that nature. And then I came back out, and then I gave it to him in a plastic bag. But we didn't have milk. So then I was like, all right, come with me to the store. And we went to another store, and then pretty much there was baby formula that he wanted to get. So then I gave him $10, and then he was able to get the baby formula. But as I came out, you know, and you know, went about the rest of my day, that was just something that stood in my mind. Because he was like, you know, a lot of people out there, there's a false happiness that's out there. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the enemy can make things that seem appealing and good, but behind closed doors, it's really not like that. And so he was just telling me, to the man who has AIDS, he was just like, to be careful, because there are a lot of people who are sick, and they definitely need healing. And, you know, just to be careful.
Okay. Well, hello, this is Yi's daughter, Sabbath Blessings. It's Glorianne, and as you know, I'm a teenager in high school. And for the past couple years, I've always been struggling between wanting to be part of this world and to fit in, and then at the same time to be a child of God. And it's really, really difficult because, especially in this generation and age, the kids are much more, they're much more wicked. There's a lot more peer pressure to do worse things than 10 years, 5 years ago. And trying to feel that battle between my soul, it hurts because sometimes I feel alone. And just the past couple months ago, God gave me a friend who basically we're now watching out for each other a lot. She's an SDA, but my mom and I were able to talk to her about how that the SDA church has fallen. And we talk about it all the time now that she comes here every Sabbath and we are able to share, like, little bits of truth. And I even have to say that, Brother Nick, she goes to your website a lot, and she actually uses a lot of your page and sermons to combat with the people who try to attack us at school, because we have a lot of intelligent friends who like to discredit the Bible, and they always are trying to get us, and out of a sudden they don't expect that we're going to pull out a Bible from our backpack and all these highlights, and together, you know, we're strong and there's a unity there. And I just wanted to praise God that I'm getting more comfortable with talking about my faith with my classmates, that before every test, before every activity, I'm able to kneel down in every corner in every period and praise God that I am here and that He's given me the intelligence to pass these classes and to stand up for what I believe in, because it's really, really, really hard to
say to someone, I can't do that on a Saturday. I can't go to the dance on Friday night because I am a Sabbath keeper. And lately, I can feel that I'm getting stronger spiritually, where I can look someone in the eye and talk about my faith without being embarrassed, because I used to be embarrassed, and now I'm getting so much stronger, and I just want to praise God for that, because most people don't realize how hard it is. And I just want to praise God and this church family, which has been such a huge support for me. So thank you, and I love you, Father.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. This is Yi, and mostly this is a praise and thanks for the many opportunities that God gives to me daily in testifying for Him of His existence and saving power of being the greatest physician in this world. After all, He is the creator of this wonderful human body that was wonderfully and fearfully made. I give Him praise because of His power and grace to heal both spiritually and physically. This opportunity is, rather, I call privilege, is extended to people of varying ages and backgrounds, of different beliefs, and some unbelief. These people from all walks of life that I am able to share with in and out of the examining room. And I say that this is an honor because these are seeds planted that God will make to live in His own time for His own glory. And I thank the Father for that. He is indeed an awesome God. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. I got a few praises I have to share here with some of the PMs that are coming through, so bear with me. But I want to share one, too, for myself that happened back on July 10th of 2011. Looks like I'm not going to be able to share all the praises that you all are sending at this time, because I'll just wait, because I don't want to do too many, because we got a long line here. This is what I wrote in my praise list on July 10th, 2011. It says, as I was in prayer this morning, I recalled how I stumbled with my thoughts in preaching yesterday about the brazen serpent in the desert. Later, I opened Spirit of Prophecy and came across the exact same passage where she discusses it. I wasn't even looking for it. I was just surfing through the book. Then it hit me. I know I don't have the most knowledge when it comes to all that's written in the Word. And truth is, if someone was to ask me about the bowls or the seals or the trumpets or other certain prophetic events, I wouldn't be able to answer quickly without thumbing through my notes, because I, you know, sometimes it just works out that way. Anyway, yesterday when I was speaking of the brazen serpent, I knew I didn't know what I needed to know out of lack of memory, because I've read the Bible a few times, and so I know about the serpent that Moses put on a stick. And so, but as the words came out of my mouth, I somehow knew that they were truth. Then I read what the scriptures said about it this morning, and it confirms that as He promised in John 14:26, He did bring it back to my memory right when I needed it. It also proves to me that even though I am not as smart as some of the other men of God in this movement, the Lord is trusting me anyway to be a leader in the movement for whatever reason. And all I needed to do was to figure out what it is He sees in me and just run with it from that day forward. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because there's a lot of times I can't remember things. And but I tell you that John 14:26, I remember one time on the road how, you know, sharing with a young Catholic man about how the Lord literally showed me what Bible verse to go to in the Bible that that man handed me. And so I just wanted to praise His name for that, too, because I have a tendency, like today, I was stumbling over my thoughts for some weird reason. I was having a hard time today, and a little bit of a headache, too, going on here. But then, when I go into prayer later, maybe I'll figure out why I was stumbling. I don't know. But I just wanted to praise the Lord for that. Anyway, I got a couple of praises here. The first one is from Leanne. And she says, praise the Lord, Aunt Olga. You remember we were praying for her last night. She's got, I think it was brain cancer. It says, praise the Lord, Aunt Olga decided not to do chemo. Praise the Lord. But she decided to change her diet and go vegan. She is doing the Gerson therapy right now, and just in one day, she said she had her headaches go away. So praise the Lord, she is on day 3. So amen to that. That's answer to prayer, too, because I've had 3 loved ones, friends, and one of them was a brother-in-law by marriage, of course. They died of cancer, and they all refused. They all did the chemo thing. All of them died. And it's really difficult to see sometimes. Anyway, Leanne has another praise here. It says, praise the Lord, we needed Trey's braces and had no money, but God provided. And wow, and the total cost was covered, $4,900, with some left over for setting up a raised garden and to pay off the bills. So amen to that. And so it's not always, you know, there's all sorts of ways that the Lord blesses us, you know, and that's why I like to pray for this, you know, the physical, spiritual, and financial blessings. It's not that we're out looking for money all the time. It's just that, you know, we're on planet Earth. You need money, you know. And then there's another praise here from Parma Lee. It says, I have been marking up a new Bible, and my daughter has asked for my old one, and she is excited about it. Amen. And she has not been reading the Bible for many years, and so praise the Lord for that. Yeah. Amen. It's an amazing thing to have a child want to go into the Word. It's just a real blessing. Right, and then one more here, and then I'll let the list continue, because then I got quite a few that are, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that have praises here. This is from Brother Goran. He has 2 of them. And he goes, praise the Lord for leading me to his son at university. Because at first year, I was in a discussion, and my group was the one against the Bible. The other was for the Bible. And I guess they have those kind of like, they always do that in schools. They have discussion groups, you know. And he says, fourth year, I was at POGM and obviously for the Lord. Praise the Lord, and praise the Lord also that he got me out of there. And with a diploma. Amen. And then the second praise says, before I ever knew the Lord, even though I was always aware that there's got to be something more than just death, I've been to many surgeries. Every single time before the doctors would put that mask on my face to put me to sleep, I would say, God, please take care of me. And I'm here now, which means he heard and did protect me. So praise the Lord. Amen, brother. Okay.
Sabbath blessings, Remnant family. My love to you all. I want to thank God for answered prayers always and my health. And as far as the newsletter, I haven't had a computer for a long time, and the newsletters were a blessing to me and always have been. I want to thank God for that and thank the Remnant family for it. And I've been witnessing to people throughout this past year. And about a year ago, I ran into a gentleman named Robert Holt. And he was a Pentecostal, and we spoke frequently. I never tried to persuade him, just tried to share the best I knew, which I don't know much, but God helps me there. And for the last 6 to 7 months, he left the Pentecostal church and has been sharing with our church on the radio. He doesn't have a computer, and he's been keeping Sabbath for at least 7 months now, and I want to praise God for that. And as soon as he gets a computer, he's going to ask our brother Nick for a password so he can join us in the church. I was very pleased, and I praise God for that. And once again, I haven't worked in over 3 years or more now, and because of situations, but God has always provided for me. I don't want for anything. And once again, I did not have a computer for a long time, but I listened on the radio, went to the library when I could. Sister Bonnie helped me out with a lot of different things over a period of time. Praise God and thank you, Bonnie. And now my son has given me his old laptop, which I praise God for. And God is just awesome. And I thank you all. I'm happy for the Remnant Church, because if it wasn't for the Remnant Church, I was in an SDA church for a long time and I would have been lost. So I praise God for that, and I praise God for all of you. My love to all. Sabbath blessings.
Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. God blessings, everyone, and praise the Lord for this testimony Sabbath this day. And it's a blessing to hear all my brethren here share what's taking part in their lives, and then how we can just lift this up to the Lord. Sometimes I find that true meaning of Sabbath, and how we come to our Father this way, and give Him the glory. For me, this is just Sabbath. This is just how we come to Him and give Him praise and give Him glory, you know? But I want to give Him thanks for the change of character. Yes, the change of character is a process. But, you know, when you begin to see and you can just witness yourself, the death of the old man in your life, it's such a praise because, you know, as we grow in Christ Jesus, and it is because Christ, our righteousness, we begin to see all our ways are sin. And we just don't want to be part of it anymore. I just want to give Him thanks for opening my eyes to see these things and the things that I was once stuck in. Again, it's a process, you know, and it's a walk. But we can make that walk and that journey with Christ Jesus. You know, it's through Him we find that strength in our life. You know, so these things that I used to lust after, you know, and the key word here is lust after. They're no longer part of me or part of what I find important anymore in life. So I really want to give Him thanks, you know, for the change of character, or the changing, I should say, of character. And it's definitely been a blessing for me, you know, and I just really want to thank Him for that because, you know, as we hear the brethren here talk about things in their life and we see how God is being glorified in their life, even in trials, you know, we come humbly before Him and we have a day like this when we share this, you know, you just realize how God is so real and how much He is in His children's lives. And that He is in control. I think Ecclesiastes 9 talks about how His righteous, how His children are in His hand. So, you know, I just really want to thank Him for that. And I want to thank Him for the patience also. You know, the patience He has with us, you know. He's given me so much more patience, I should say. And it's just something that I've always lacked. And again, it's still a work in progress, but, you know, I thank Him for giving me more and having patience with me. You know, I'm in my very early 40s, very early 40s, and He's had so much patience with me, and I pray that we all of us here, we can emulate Him and have patience with the ones that we love. Because I tend to, when I look back now and I see the old man, I see sometimes we have, we can have sometimes more love and more patience with people outside and people that we come across, but yet the ones that in your very own home, the ones that you should just love so much, you have the lack of patience with them. But, you know, I thank Him again for opening my eyes to these things and just allowing me to grow in Him. You know, and I praise the Lord for him. I praise the Lord for this day. And I praise the Lord for the Remnant family and this ministry. And how we continue to share. And how we continue to come together during the week and share in His Word. And we find ourselves away from the amusements of the world. But we can stay in His Word, stay in the studies. And I thank the Lord for the dedication of the brethren here, too. That how we are so dedicated to staying grounded, you know. But I praise the Lord for everyone here this evening, and I have a lot more to share, but maybe a little bit later because I don't want to hog the mic. But God is good. You know, He is so good. So praise the Lord for this day. God bless.
Amen, my brother. Sabbath blessings, everyone. First, I want to just praise the Lord for the rain yesterday in this drought-stricken area. And also for, you know, the couple brothers that I've heard that I haven't heard speak yet, that we haven't heard speak yet. I want to pray, you know, praise the Lord for that, as well as some others that we haven't heard in a while. It's always great to hear the voices behind the names, and one day hopefully we can see the faces. But, you know, a year ago today, I asked Noveline to marry me. She said yes, and, you know, the 22nd on Thursday, she should be here, so I just want to praise the Lord for that and praise the Lord for this journey that has been a year and a little longer. We would talk longer than that, but, you know, just being able to see her on the 1st of January and going to a different country and just all the things that I've learned and seen and, you know, how we need to work on patience, as Ace is saying, and how he blesses us with that and just the many faults that we see in ourselves. I praise God for that as well because he, you know, we see that we need him. We need our Savior more now than ever. And, you know, he has blessed us with the truth that we may know him. And I just also want to praise the Lord for my sister for 4 months today as well. You know, she hasn't been on painkillers. So, you know, today is a glorious day. You know, it's an anniversary of many good things. And as well as the Sabbath, I praise him for that as well. And then again, praise him for all the praises, you know, all the testimonies, because we need to do it more often. It's just totally uplifting, and I love to hear him glorified. I love to see him glorified, and I just pray that we may always remember that we praise him in every single action that we do. We praise him or we praise the devil, so let us always remember, you know, obedience is key in every single thing we do. Praise is the devil or him. You know, praise is the devil or Jesus. So, God bless you all and Sabbath blessings.
Amen, Brother Ryan. And just, I know we all pray blessing of your marriage to Noveline and pray that God has given the glory. I'm just so excited for you. And I just want to say, I'm just amazed at how the Lord works always. And I wrote something out. I wanted to give my testimony. The Lord really put it on my heart. And I said, can everybody hear me okay? Sometimes there's trouble with my mic. Okay, thank you. I just want to read the end of my testimony. Excuse me. The Lord just put it on my heart to really been blessed to praise him for a while with music now, and I just wanted to give a voice behind the music and kind of talk about how the Lord brought me to this ministry, and then and what the Lord is just showing me. I just want to read the last of my testimony here. So as I was writing this, the Lord revealed to me that this testimony was hidden as Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is there, and as El Shaddai, Almighty God. And just in the room, as everybody was putting messages in, Brother Gorin wrote that in the room. He put the Lord is there. And Leticia put up Almighty God. And so that's just amazing to me. So I'm a little flustered with words. I'm sorry. That was just so, the Lord is right here, and it's so powerful. And he's with us all the time. And that was really what he put on my heart to testify to today. So I've written it out just to make it a little easier. And so I'll just go ahead and start. And status blessings. I love you all. My family history is that my mom was raised Catholic and my dad was Baptist. My sister and I grew up with my mom taking us to church, and occasionally we'd go to church with my grandparents in the Baptist church. And a great memory I have is oftentimes rocking in a chair on my grandpa's lap while he's saying, Jesus loves me. Around age 16, I told my mom I didn't want to go to the Catholic church anymore, and I remember that it just did not feel right. And she wasn't happy with it, but she also didn't force me to go. And I do remember at times going to church with friends and then asking my family to come with me and taking them to other churches. And then later, as time went on, my husband and I got married, and we were married in the Baptist church. But at that time, neither one of us were attending. It was just a place to get married in. And then life went on a couple of years. A friend asked me to attend a church with her, and I did, and that's where my true conversion came. I was sitting in service, not really paying attention to the message, but just flipping through my Bible, and the Lord spoke to me through Philippians 2, 5 through 8. And it was, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Lord so clearly spoke to me that I was very prideful. I was trying to be like God instead of like Jesus, humble and obedient. That was the start of him revealing himself to me and making me his. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts in Zechariah 4:6. I didn't get it immediately. I was still very prideful, but I was also truly seeking him with all my heart. And that's when he promises us that he will be found. So the Lord started bringing my attention to a certain franchise in the area called Pride Cleaners. Seriously, every time I was driving around, I would notice these signs, and I knew it was from the Lord. I even started getting coupons in the mail from them, and they were hot pink with the word Pride in capital letters on them. From then on, as I started walking with him and falling in love with him, he was faithful to gently show me where I was hanging on to pride and how to start following in Jesus' footsteps. From then, which was about the year 1995, to coming here in 2010, I basically church-hopped and just studied on my own. Then when my oldest son was born in 2001, we attended a women's Bible study that had a children's program for infants to like 6th or 8th homeschoolers. And interestingly enough, I was introduced to this group by our neighbor, which we had just moved into a duplex and they were on the other side. They had been there for several years, but were moving out 2 weeks later, so it was just a small little window there. They were Christians, and they homeschooled. They were musicians, and their last name was Temple. And she mentored me for a short while, and the Lord kept me in this Bible study group for about 4 years. The first year, I just did the study, and then the next three, I helped in the children's program, doing the music and some of the children's classes. And I still look back on that time as learning more probably than the kids learned. So the Lord was definitely teaching me a lot there. It was also in this group that I learned what homeschooling was. We did enroll our eldest in preschool for a little while, but the Lord made it clear to me that we were to homeschool, and my husband agreed then, and so we started. And the Lord faithfully showed me the curriculum, and then we were off homeschooling. And then we had another child, and the Lord was calling me out of this women's group. The curriculum we used for school was centered around scripture, and I just started doing studies on my own again. I greatly desired fellowship, though, so I continued to talk to the Lord and just was not understanding. Was I really supposed to be in a church? I really believed I was, and friends would try to get me to go to their churches, and I was always uncomfortable. It never felt right to me, is the best way to explain it. Oftentimes it reminded me of high school over again, and I was just felt like I was getting crumbed spiritually, so I would just stop going. And I'd never read Revelation at this point, so I was unaware of the scripture that says, come out of her, my people. Yet I still kept coming out of her, and praise the Lord that all the way he leads us. As more time passed, my heart was growing more restless. I remember crying to the Lord about how weary I was in many areas of my life, that I felt like I was starting to go backwards spiritually, that I needed him to rescue me, to be my savior. I needed answers to things that were going on, including a very difficult marriage, and I knew that I couldn't keep going on the way I was. Well, shortly after that prayer, things started coming together in a very interesting way. The online homeschooling group I was part of started talking about the book of Revelation. And I remember as this conversation was going on, I had the same thoughts and feelings that I used to have before I became a Christian. I would see a Bible somewhere, and I would always think, the Lord always put it on my mind, I really need to read that. And now the Holy Spirit was saying the same thing to me, Christy, you really need to read Revelation. Then also at the same time, which this was all happening around January of 2010, I was working with my oldest son on a study of the 2010 Winter Olympics with homeschooling, and I'd gotten some of the information on an online homeschooling site, and it had background information on the history of the Olympics. And I was just shocked as I was reading through the history that I didn't really realize some of this. The original games took place at a stadium located at the east of the Sanctuary of Zeus. It talks about, you know, some of the other things, the goddess Nike and the woolen ribbons, and the games were in the honor of deities, and just all these things about paganism and false worship. And then it even says there was a ceremony that was held in Greece where the torch is lit before it was handed off in Canada. And so as I'm reading this, I'm like, wow, what are these games really about? And, you know, I think, you know, in school you learn about that a little bit. And I think it was somewhere in the back of my head that I understood that. And but I was starting to understand more about what paganism was. And that, so that was coming into play, so Revelation and then paganism. So then next I'd been studying the Bible with my sister for a bit, and she was growing more interested in his word. And, of course, grew up with me in the Catholic Church, and the Lord impressed upon me that I needed to look up the history of the Catholic Church as I was studying with her. And that's when I found Brother Nick's site. So also, during all this, as I was doing my own studies, I just started reading the book of Ezekiel for the first time. And I'd only gotten through about the first three chapters, but it was exactly what the Lord was needing me to read to comfort me as he began to bring all those pieces together and he was going to show me all of this. And as I started reading everything on the site, the Lord brought Ezekiel 3:15 to mind, which is, "Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv that dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. So what I had learned from Ezekiel in the first three chapters was that the Lord gave him a vision of what was to come, and Ezekiel was overwhelmed. I don't even have the words to describe what I felt as I started reading all the information. The Lord brought all those what seemed to be separate pieces together for a great understanding for me. The pagan rituals, the Catholic Church, the Book of Revelation, which all lead to the understanding of present truth. And just the sweet, caring gentleness of our Lord, who gives such amazing comfort and knows exactly what we need. I literally sat like Ezekiel, overwhelmed, but for many days, many more days than seven. Later, I truly knew immediately that the Sabbath was truth, and I started keeping it. Blessings began to come all the time, and I was understanding the word better. I did stop coming to services for a while, but I took the time to just study things out on my own with the Lord, and then eventually came back. And then the end here, as I was writing this, the Lord revealed to me that this testimony of him as Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is there, and as El Shaddai, Almighty God. And we are in the darkness and think we're all alone. We don't know the way out, and we need our Savior to save us again and again and again. He is always there. Faithful and true is the name of the Lord." And I would just like to end this by praising him with the worship song, "Praise Ye the Lord Almighty," and for all of us, for our Father, who will never, ever leave or forsake us. Can you just give me a minute? I'm going to move the laptop to the FEMA.
Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. This testimony is just how the Lord works and how mysterious his ways truly are. She fell out. So. This testimony is just about, it deals with 1 Corinthians 10:13 for me personally and how the Lord works. Before I was a Sabbath keeper, I worked my job I worked at beforehand was I worked every other weekend, and there was no getting around it. And about 4 months before I was blessed with the knowledge of the Sabbath, our Holy Father granted me an opportunity to change jobs, which looked very enticing because the job was you get every weekend off and better hours and a little bit better pay. And at this time, I still was not a Sabbath keeper. And this testimony is just to the Holy Father is just truly amazing. And I still consider myself a babe in Christ. I don't understand a lot of things, but I'm just, he's letting me know more and more each day. You know, he really, truly does let everything is under his control. And I have to take stock of myself. If I was at that previous job with the knowledge of the Sabbath, I'm not sure if I would have been able to stand up and, you know, demand or at least ask for Saturdays off. I don't know that within my own stock. So I just praise the Holy Father. He knows what we can handle and what we can't. And he truly knows us all, and he counts the hairs on our head, and he's truly wonderful. Praise his name.
Amen. All right, I'm going to drop my mic so that Christy can come back. She fell out, I guess, when she was trying to set up the piano. So. Amen. That is some beautiful music. I love piano music, especially when it's praise music. So praise the Lord for that. I also want to praise the Lord for this new radio software that we use. It allows for a lot more people to get in the radio, you know, to listen in. It's a lot easier to work with now. And I also want to praise the Lord for all of you, for this church family. You know, because many of you know, not all of you, but my wife and I had searched for many, many years after we left the Catholic Church. We church hopped for 10 years, and we just couldn't find a church. And so we started a little home church many years ago. And, you know, a few people would come, but it was no, you know, big thing. And then all of a sudden we started keeping Sabbath, and then, boy, nobody came. But then the Lord blessed us with a way to do it online. And it's been a blessing ever since. You know, we've had our trials and tribulations. We've had people that have come and attack and stuff like that. But that's all part of it. You know, it's just part of being Christian now. We have to deal with that. And it's also a praise to our Father as well, because it helps us grow, helps us get stronger. But this family, this church family, this Seventh-day Remnant church family is just, it's a blessing to me, to my wife, our children, to everyone here, I'm sure. And I love the way some of you are being affected by the family, you know, the way we are with each other and the way we help each other, especially in the way that we help each other. And that, you know, we mentioned a couple, 3 weeks ago how, or actually last month, about how, you know, we have a widow in the church family who was in need, and how the Word says it's important for us to take care of her and anyone else that's in need. And then y'all came forward. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too, that many of you came forward and you were, you know, blessed by the Spirit to help. And I also want to praise the Lord for the T1. He allowed us to upgrade it, which I never knew, even knew was possible. I thought we had to go from a T1 to a T3, which was crazy expensive. I mean, this isn't cheap either, but, you know, so far the Lord is, you know, providing, and we're making it month by month to be able to take care of the added expense of the T1, because if it wasn't for the better T1, we wouldn't have 50 or 52, or we definitely wouldn't have that many people on the radio either. Because once we reach about 45 or 46 families on the chat room, the radio would cause a problem because it would be pulling bandwidth too. And but now we can have a lot of people here. And last week, I think it was, or the week before, we had 117 families, you know, with the radio, with the phone, and here. And so I want to praise the Lord for that too. He's giving us a way to share the truth, and it's getting out there. And also praise his name for the people that come and listen to our gatherings while we're sleeping, because there's people around the other side of the world. But they usually listen to it a week late, you know, like what we're sharing today, they'll listen to next Friday, our Friday. It's their Sabbath for some of them, the way they do it. And so that's a blessing too. Anyway, I got a couple of more praises here. Well, actually more than a couple. Brother Logan is saying, I would like to praise the Lord for giving up pot almost a year ago, along with other sinful practices. I thank him for helping me plant seeds in many of my former friends, helping me with my anger, and blessing my family business. Most recently, getting over my scare of passing out tracts directly to people. I was able to give as I passed through through many toll booths. So praise the Lord for that. I know it's kind of, I know I was a nervous wreck the first time I started handing out tracts. And then over the years, I actually started talking. And then now, you know, the Lord just allows for us to have conversations sometimes with the people. Okay, let's see. This next one is from Sister Jean C. She says, I wanted to give praise to the Lord for healing. My friend Nancy, that was in a bad wreck about a month ago, and her husband died instantly. She had a brain injury. She is much better and expected to come home next week. And she's the one that we've been praying for, by the way. And she says that she has more rehab to go and a funeral to get through, but the Lord has blessed her much. Wow. And then she still has a funeral to go through. It's amazing. I guess they held her husband's body, which is nice if they do that, to allow her to go to the funeral. But so praise the Lord, though, that she's being healed. Everything's working out. And then Brother Damon says, I don't have a mic, but I would like to praise the Lord for being able to use me. I leave tracts that I print and leave them at stores pinned up on bulletin boards, never really knowing if I had made a difference. But a friend at work whose wife is very ill and being witnessed to by Jehovah Witnesses, I recorded God's True Church on CD and gave it to her. She shared it with the Jehovah Witnesses that had been seeing her, and after she wished to copy it and wanted to share it with her church, Jehovah Witnesses Church, by the way. It was a wonderful feeling to know that God could really use me to glorify Him, and now I feel even convicted that just those little things, like leaving a prayer track in an egg carton at the store or on a billboard, does not go in vain. Praise the Lord, He does use us, even when we're not sure. I believe He does not let our trust go unanswered. So amen to that. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let me close that one. And then Joe number two says, I don't think I have a mic. Yeah, for some computers, it's hard to tell. Like laptops, anyway. Most laptops do, but sometimes they don't. He says, my wife and I were having dinner with her family a few months ago, and everyone was leaving the table, and after everyone was leaving the table, my mother-in-law began choking on some food and could not breathe. My father-in-law began the Heimlich maneuver for 10 to 15 seconds with no success. Then my brother-in-law, a nurse, tried for 45 seconds, also without success. The mood of everyone descended into terror and chaos as the thought of watching her die like this in front of everyone became real. Realizing how helpless we all were, I did the only thing I could possibly do. I got down on my knees and prayed for God to please remove the food. Literally, the second I finished my prayer, the food became dislodged and she began to breathe again. My wife has since told her that God saved her that day and gave her a copy of Steps to Christ to read. Please pray for her and praise the Lord. Wow, that's amazing. Praise the Lord for that. Brother Joe, that's got to be something to see. That's something you don't forget. So, and then I got one more here from Joseph, a different one, I guess. And he fell out, I guess. And I don't know if he came. Yeah, he came back in, but I still have your PM here. He says, I don't have a mic. To give thanks to the Lord for, it would take all day. Amen. He says, I have not been to the doctor to do my physical in 3 years, just lazy, but finding out my dad had sugar, I guess he's talking about diabetes, and my mom has high blood pressure, so I have changed my diet in a year, and now I don't eat meat anymore, just a little fish now and then. The doctor did his test, and I am as healthy as an ox, so I was telling my 17-year-old son to stay in the Word, and the Lord will keep you. And he says, I am 41. So praise the Lord for that. So amen and amen and amen. Okay, I think that's it for me. So.
Amen. God is alive, brethren. Amen. Okay. I have a few things. My wife, Leslie, wants me to say a few things, and my mother-in-law also wants to lift some things up for her. Leslie's trying to take care of the kids, so it's impossible, as some of you may know. Leslie wants to just give the Lord thanks and praise Him for, first of all, allowing her to be home. We don't get her income anymore, but we made this decision a couple years ago for her to be home. And the Lord has blessed us, blessed this house to be able to pay the bills, still have a roof over our head, and He has really moved us to change our ways in life, and Leslie wants to praise Him for that and helping us move toward a healthier lifestyle, spiritually, and also by the things we eat. You know, I mean, I also want to thank him for allowing me to turn from meat. It's been maybe closing on 2 years. I think it will be February. And these are all personal decisions that we make in our life. It's not a test, you know, that you have to abstain from meat. You know, it's not a test for our salvation, but it'll help us be able to stand. It'll allow us to stand in these last days if we can glorify the Lord the best way we possibly can by taking care of ourselves, knowing that we have been bought with a price. So we just want to give it to the Lord and thank him for allowing us to have these opportunities to have a change in our life, you know, for our children, our loved ones, and keeping them safe. And she's very thankful for that, you know. And we have to take all the opportunities that the Lord gives us when we are with our loved ones. You know, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, grandparents, neighbors. Whenever we have times off, days off, and we can gather, these are opportunities the Lord gives us to share his truth, share his message. And you know, just give him thanks for the open hearts of our family members. You know, my parents who do come here, and my sister, and my brother-in-law, and their children. And if us as individuals, if we don't have an open heart and we turn our back from his truth, his word, it is recorded. And we are very, truly grateful for this walk in these last few years of our lives, that the Lord has opened up so much to us, and we've taken these opportunities, brethren, and I pray that we all do the same, to take these opportunities to share with our loved ones, because you don't know whose heart is open to receive it. You know, yes, we're going to have our family members and loved ones who don't, may not at the time want to hear, but they heard. You know, maybe didn't receive it well. We do it with love. We don't want to do it with any animosity. And we allow the Holy Spirit to do his job. It's not our job to convict hearts. And the Lord is patient with us. And look where we have come now in our life. You know, we are striving to stand. You know, whatever the lot the Lord has given each and every one of us, we do strive to stand. So Leslie is very thankful for what has taken place in our lives. You know, we strive each and every day, and we just give him the glory and the protection that he gives to our children. And we keep our faith in him. You know, and now for my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, who come down pretty often to see us and spend time with us, and it's always a blessing to have a family unit and family love that we can share. But they want to give the Lord thanks for the travel mercies in which the Lord gives them, and he keeps that hedge of protection upon them. They drive from up north Florida down to us here in South Florida. And most of you know my father-in-law is not well, but the Lord continues to provide for them. The Lord continues to keep his hand upon them. And I personally want to thank the Lord for their hearts for being open to receive some of these truths. We all work it out in our own way, and in God's perfect timing comes upon us as a family, an individual. He knows what's best for us. But if your heart is not open, and you harden your heart, you end up like Pharaoh eventually. But God is good. He is so good. And, yeah, amen, Gary. Amen. You know, in 1 Corinthians 3:6, where it says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Amen. But the Lord continues to bless me with opportunities. And it's so important that we take these opportunities to be bold, you know, in God's perfect timing, you know. We're not saying, hey, you have to do this right away. You know, just follow your heart. But I'm thanking the Lord because I want to say every day, and I mean it, every day, the Lord sends someone to me. And we don't know how it is received. Sometimes we think it is received and it is a blessing to others. We don't know what people say behind our back. But the Lord has really blessed me with opportunities to share with people. And, you know, whether it's in my studio, whether it's, you know, go to Ida's studio in the parking lot or going out to the end and, you know, talking to people at the store, wherever it is, you know, in the grocery store, on the phone with friends, emailing customers, every day it seems like the Lord sends me someone. So I pray that we, when we do go, come to bended knee and ask the Lord to give, Lord, give us opportunities. Give us the hours and time where we can share with loved ones or share with strangers that we don't know. Because these people out there, the ones that are lost, the ones who Christ came for, these are the ones that he came for, the lost. And it's our job to go out there and share his word and share his truth with others, share the love of Christ with others. But I'm thanking the Lord for these opportunities. And my mother-in-law, my father-in-law thanks this ministry for the prayers that we give up for them and for my father-in-law who's not well. But he's hanging in there. He believes. He loves the Lord. And I personally love this Sunday Sabbath, you know, where we come together and share this unique way like this. So, Brother Nick and your family, we thank you for the sacrifice which you have made in your life to have this venue for us and for all the brethren that's out there so we can come together in this unique way. And it is special. You know, and we pray for the protection upon these vessels that we have, these laptops, these computers, because it's become important in these last days. But we must stay in the Word because there will be a time and a day that we won't have them. But the power of our speech and the power of how we go boldly will be the finishing work. But God bless you all, and I thank the Lord for this day and for these opportunities. God bless.
God bless you too, Ace, and we will indeed keep your in-laws in prayer, especially your father-in-law, that the Lord will heal him of his illness according to his perfect will. My son Justin doesn't have a mic, and so he sent me his prayer, Lord, and I want to read it to you. He says, after looking and praying for several months for a job, he landed a job with really nice people who have no problem giving him Friday nights and Saturdays off of work. And both of my sons have put in job applications, I don't know how, without number. I mean, they just have put in application after application after application, and as soon as it seems that as soon as they let the people know that they want Friday nights off to Saturday, and they can work Saturday nights, they can work midnight shifts, they can do everything else, it just doesn't seem to matter. As soon as the people know, seemingly know, that they are Sabbath keepers, that's the end of the job for them. But praise to God, my son was able to find a job that had no problem with him taking off from Friday night to sundown on Saturday, and it's really nice people that he's working with. He's making some friends there, so he wanted to praise the Lord for his merciful kindness in finding work in these hard economical times.
Yeah, praise the Lord. It's always a blessing when that happens, and the Lord's always sure to deliver. I also wanted to praise the Lord for being here and for each of you being here. Oftentimes, as being human beings, we tend to look at the here and now. And our Father's understanding is far beyond that. He sees ahead. And as I look today at all of the names and all the testimonies and the people that are here and the people that continue to come and how everyone's starting to grow, I just want to make sure that we all realize that we are in school. We are learning. The Father is preparing us for something bigger. That this is not big at all, not by any means. But he's preparing us for a service. You know, it's more than going to church. We are church. Far and wide, great and small, we're the body of God. And right now we're in the school of God. And as y'all know, you look around, you see the lies that most of the world has accepted. The holidays, you know, Christmas and Halloween and all these pagan days, and of course the Sabbath. And a large portion of the world believes it, even though the truth is right there. They still accept these lies. It's kind of similar to how God had hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Well, if these things didn't all take place, there wouldn't be an elect because everyone would be hearing it. We are an elect group of people, and we have ears that hear. We may not all be the 144,000, but we definitely know the truth, and we'll have a major role to play in the times ahead. And I just want to praise the Lord for everyone that's here, and I pray that as we grow and as we get closer to God, that we keep our eyes open, because we have a work to do, and I love you all. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood sustained me in a raging flood. When all supports are washed away, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. Clothed in His righteousness alone, redeemed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I just want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all the wonders that He has performed in all our lives. And I thank Sister Bonnie for going before me with the song that will be able to quiet my spirit, because sometimes I get very nervous, especially when I have to speak. That's one of my weaknesses. But I want to thank God for all the wonders He has done. I want to read two little things before I give my testimony. It says, what provision has the Lord made so that the gap between His perfect requirements and our imperfect lives may be bridged? Romans 5:17-19 and 1 Peter 2:24. From Desire Ages 25, it says, Christ was treated as we deserve, that we may be treated as He deserves. He was condemned for our sins, in which He had no share, that we may be justified by His righteousness, in which we had no share. He suffered the debt which was ours, that He may receive the life which was His. With His stripes we are healed. I want to be able to share a couple of testimonies, but I will try to be a little bit brief. I want to thank the Lord for doing a mighty work, for helping my mom go through her hip replacement surgery, and then she was able to see the hands of God through all that was done for her. Praise God that He made the recovery be less than the time that was expected. Now she walked without a cane. And also, she saw all the prayers that was answered during the time. My mother is a strong believer in the Catholic faith, but she started to question many things. And even though that I was there with her for almost a month, I also knew that I had to be able to go on travel. That's why I was missing for a month in the chat room, because I had to go and do some work in Ohio. But I want to thank the Lord that now my mom is asking a lot of questions. She's also afraid, because it's something that she knew for such a long time. And she always wanted to know why there was a drastic change in her children, just by knowing certain truths. It was too fast, and it was too scary for her because of the changes that was done. But I really want to thank the Lord for allowing the, I think it was supposed to be a tornado. It was a tornado that was supposed to be coming. Is it a tornado? Okay, the tornado that came to New York, and also the earthquake. Even though that it was very scary for many people, it was also an instrument that the Lord used in my family in such a mighty way. Because on the very day that they were expecting the hurricane to come in, the Lord allowed a phone call to bind all the family in one phone call. It was very overwhelming because it was my dad, my mom, all my sisters that was in different places around the United States was in one phone call, where he gave the opportunity to go down on my knees and pray for my family and ask the Lord that he could be able to minimize the tornado and let it come in so it could turn to a tropical storm. And I want to thank the Lord in his mighty power that not only did he preserve, because New York is not ready to receive those things, but I see a lot of people that are coming to the Word of God, asking a lot of questions. And sometimes when you give word in season, they see these things that are coming to pass. In Brother Nicholas, they have a website where it tells you how the trials and also the tragedies that is increasing in the world. It's very good when they have to go and open the website and see that when everything is compiled together, they could see the Word of God so perfectly that we are living in the last days. And now they want to come in to be able to know the Word of God. And also in my journey over there, I also saw little children gardening, actually doing their little garden. And out of that garden, it was able to feed some of the children that were there, that some of them don't have any food in their home. We were able to give them in different types of things that was needed in the community. Because now that the Ohio is suffering, for a lot of people are losing their jobs, the Lord is doing such a mighty way, even in this hard time, how people can be able to see that even though when man fails, God does not fail us. And I just wanted to share that, and thank you in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is just a simple continuation. Earlier, I fell off. But I just wanted to continue and share my testimony by saying that I just want to thank God that I was able to have that experience of meeting the man with AIDS who I was able to help get the baby formula for his daughter. And I hope everything else that I was able to give him will help him or at least sustain him for a few days. In addition to that, I just wanted to encourage everyone to know that you are a blessing and that God loves you and that he cares for you. There are certain facts that I wanted to be able to share with you. And the first one is that the average human head has over 100,000 hair strands. Your body has a unique odor. Your tongue has a unique pattern, as well as your fingerprint that also has a unique pattern as well. When you sneeze, your sneeze can pass up to over 100 miles per hour. When you take a step, you are using at least 200 muscles just to take a step. And finally, the average human brain is made up of over 100 billion nerve cells.
That's the mighty God that we serve, that we were fearfully and wonderfully made by God. In addition to that, I just have two scriptures that I wanted to share, and then I'll end. The first scripture that I wanted to share is found in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 13. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go, and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." That's Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 13. And the final scripture that I'll share with you is one to certainly encourage you. And this is found in John chapter 14, verse 11. John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. And it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye shall be also." Amen.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I'm sorry I'm coming on again, but I feel like I have to tell y'all a couple of blessings that I forgot about. And one of them is that my brother was living with us when we were finding the truth a while back, and he recently moved out. And I thought we were like making him keep the Sabbath, but I found out that he keeps the Sabbath, and praise the Lord for that, because he was learning as we were learning the truth, because I was poring over everything that I could get my hands on when we started learning, and was learning too. So praise the Lord. And also, I just wanted to also say that I've been having a whole bunch of things on the back of my mind, and I was worried that I was getting some horse manure that had pesticides in it, because I heard that pesticides never leave the hay, and then they get passed into the fertilizer that you want to reuse. And so I was very concerned about that. And then the Lord started showing me all this stuff. He showed me a lady that is sort of like uses organic stuff, and she uses alfalfa hay, and she puts minerals in. It's just such a blessing that he showed me her, and I can get as much as I want, so praise the Lord for that. And also, I wanted to start an aquaponics, and the Lord knew I was worried about it, and he let me find all this, where I can get the fish and the tanks and everything that I'm going to need for that. And he's just so good to me, and he knows I'm trying to keep my temple clean, or better than buying that stuff, that dead stuff that's in the grocery store shelves, that who knows how long it's been there. But praise the Lord for everything, and especially praise the Lord for him showing my brother the truth. My brother even said, every time something comes on, and I'm at my sister's house where he's staying, and they show something about Catholics, or they show something about the Pope, he goes, "Oh boy, there he is." And so he was also Catholic like I was. So I'm just thanking God that he knows. One of all my family, seven kids, knows. So praise the Lord that something is happening. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Son of blessings, everyone. I prayed for a job. I had been jobless for about 2 years, 2008 to this, well, 3 years. 3 years, wow, yes, I didn't know it was that long. But yes, I've been jobless for 3 years, and so I prayed that the Lord provide me with a job. So finally, I went to a local grocery store and applied. And normally, if they want to hire you, they call you like within the first week that you drop the application off. It, well, at least that's my case.
most of the time. So 2 months go by, and I don't hear anything. Finally, the Lord provided me with the job. The manager there called, and I went in for an interview, and I was immediately hired. So now I have this job, and I thank God for it. And as I'm dealing with the public, and if some of you know, that can be pretty rough dealing with the public, because you're dealing with all kinds of different things that's going on with people come from all walks of life, you know. And so every day I am experiencing good and negative things, but they all are for the building up of my character so that I can be one with Christ. So one day, the weather was going to be really, really, really hot. And they said, do not be outside in between the hours of 11 and 1. And I got off work at 5 that day. And so I thought that I had missed the window for the really, really hot temperatures. And so in my store, everything is air conditioned, so I didn't really realize how hot it was that day. Like, I knew it was going to be hot, but it's been hot here before. But I guess that day we had broke the records. And so I get off my shift, and I'm already tired. And when I go outside, the heat was so overwhelming that, like, I went out, and then I went right back in because I felt it was just too overwhelming. So I went in there, and I was moved to go get water. So I got the water, and then I walked back out to go and catch the bus to come home. It was 5:18 when I walked out. It wasn't even 5:30, and I was on the side of the street where there's no sidewalk, and where I was walking in a car is like right next to each other. And as all of a sudden, I'm a very fast walker, but I started to slow down really quick, and I felt my body shutting down because the heat index was 110. And this lady had started yelling out. She was like, ma'am, are you okay? And I started to be disoriented, and I couldn't even answer her. And she was like, ma'am, if you need a ride, I can give you a ride. And I couldn't respond to her. All I did was just walk straight over to her car. I felt myself so hot. The Lord had sent that woman. It turns out she was a Christian herself. And the concern that she had for me let me know that I was supposed to be in that car. She drove me home, and I was able to give her directions. And she drove me home, and she said she was even afraid to even leave me by myself, because she was scared that if I had needed to go to the hospital, which I probably should have done so, because I felt, because I could feel myself being so dehydrated. So she dropped me off, and I came back upstairs, and that night I started throwing up. I was dizzy. I couldn't. Everything was just not good. But I know that if that lady would not have came to help me, I would not, if God wouldn't have sent that lady to help me, I would have been done for. So I thank God, because I really believe that I was suffering from dehydration, or I had a heat stroke, because I was scared. And then a couple of days later, when I got my thoughts together, I started thinking to myself, I could have died. That could have been my last day on this earth. And it's scary sometimes when I think about that, because, you know, I try my best to to serve God and to do what is exactly what he wants me to. But when I think about that and how close to death I probably was, I thank him so much for sending that woman and for her to be as grounded as she was in her faith. So I thank God and I praise him for everything. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen to that. All right, I got one more praise that Sister Bonnie has sent me from Daniel. And then the Coates family are going to share something, and then we're going to end with theirs. And when the Coates family is done sharing their praise, then Sister Christy has some music she wants to play. So this is Daniel 3. And he says, I'm not sure if my mic works with the conference room, but would like to take this opportunity to share my praise and thanks to the Most High for who he is, our Creator, and for his infinite love, mercy, and saving grace that he bestows on all of us, on all of his children who love him and worship him in spirit and in truth. Through the Holy Spirit in you, please continue to keep his perfect commandments and the faith of his Son, the Christ, and we'll see each other in his glorious eternal kingdom. Be good, be blessed, and be holy, just as our Father is holy. In brotherly love, Daniel. That was beautiful, brother, and thank you for it. And so praise his name.
Hello, family. I hope that you can hear me. Can everyone hear me? I'd like to thank the Lord for all that he's done for me and my family. I'd like to thank him for all the things that he's brought us through, the good times as well as the bad, because through the bad times it's helped us to grow and to grow stronger, knowing that we can't do anything about it. You know, it's only in the Lord's hands. I'd like to thank him for bringing me and my husband to the truth. We had a really good experience. The Lord has always answered my prayers. When they told me that I couldn't have any children, God said yes, and I was given Joshua and Faith. Then since then, my family has even grown even more to even more children. And I don't know how, but in 1985, I was going through a lot, and God, I just got on my knees and said, Lord, there's just so much. You know, I went to Catholic schools all my life, and I was a Pentecostal, but I had some relatives that were Jehovah's Witness. I said, Lord, there's only one truth, and I really needed to know what the truth was. And I got down on my knees. Well, that night he gave me a dream, and that has truly changed my life, because in that dream he let me know about the Sabbath. I really wasn't sure about it at that time. And when I got up, I got my two babies, and I went over to my mom's house. And I asked her, I told her about my dream, her and my dad. My dad was still living then. And my mom says, well, I don't know, but there's some people on Hyde Park that go to church on Saturday. Well, I went to the church, and it was a Seventh-day Adventist church. And I met a man named Buddy. And for 20 weeks, he taught me everything that I had never known before. And I learned that the dead is dead, and the speaking in tongues is speaking another language, and about the Sabbath. And he just totally, like those 20 weeks out of my life, just changed everything. We had Bible studies every week, and I became born again, and it changed me. And I don't know, after that, you know, Buddy Taylor left. I don't know if he was an angel or not, but he said that he had to go. He said, but he wanted me to know that to always ask two questions to anyone who talks to me. Ask them about the nature of Christ and ask them about righteousness by faith. But we didn't discuss that, so that was something I had to study on my own, to find out God's true nature and to find out what righteousness by faith was, and I did. And through that, I was able then to find, I still, at that time, was still in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and but it went right, because I noticed that nobody had the right answer from what I had found. And so I went to medical missionary school, and I had a roommate. Her name was Johanna, and she was from She's from Australia, and she's the one who started letting me know of Revelation 18 and what I needed to do. And from that point on, God has just been leading my life and leading me to the truth. And, you know, I pray for my family, because I have a lot of family that's very hard about not believing the truth. And they've made it very difficult for us. But I know that, you know, I'm just going to keep praying. And I know that with prayer, and if they have a willing heart, an open heart, that they will believe one day. I thank the Lord for all of you, that we have you all to come to. This means so much to us, you know, and we love you. And I'm going to close now, because I could go on and on about all the good things that God has done for us and how he wakes us up. And again, with me, he brings me someone every day that I can preach the word to, and I'd be thanking the Lord for that as well. And I love you all.
Closing, I would like to sing a song to every one of those that wanted to share their testimony, but because of mic or because they're not here, they're not able to. The name of the song is called I Know My Heavenly Father Knows. I know my Heavenly Father knows the storm that wound my way afore. For he can drive the clouds away and turn my darkness into day, and turn my darkness into day. He knows, my Father knows. He knows and surely knows the storm that will my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows and sure he knows, and tempered every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows
De Bomani to my woes, and with his touch of love divine, he healed his wounded soul of mine. He healed his wounded soul of mine. He knows my Father, Lord. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will one way of hope. He knows my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. And temper every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows how frail I am to meet my foes. Though he may cause in a defense, uphold and keep me till the end. Uphold and keep me till the end. He knows my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that won't one way oppose. He knows my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure, and tempered every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows. The hour my journey here will close. I made the hub of faith for thine. Find me safe shelter by thy side. Find me shelter by thy side. He knows my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows. The storm that will my way oppose. He knows my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure he knows, and tempered every wind that blows. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen and amen. Did Clive and Kim have something they wanted to type out? I'll read it real quick if they have something. Or we can share it Friday night. Oh, you'll email it? Okay. All right, then we'll share it Friday night. Is that okay? Okay. All right, good. All right, we'll do it Friday night. Okay, so if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your presence, as you promised, in this testimony service. Thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon your people. Thank you for the way you're changing lives, you're opening eyes, blessing hearts, healing bodies, saving lives, and it's just amazing. It just runs the gamut of everything, all the things that you're doing on a regular basis, people. And so thank you. Thank you so much. We love you, Father, and we want to please you. And so we praise you. Thank you for blessing us in the days ahead, giving us this beautiful day of Sabbath and keeping us in it, keeping us safe so we can gather again next week for Sabbath. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list. And again, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins, cleansing us from unrighteousness, and blessing us with the latter rain so we can do what your prophecy says your people will do in the last days. In Jesus' name, amen.